Greetings, wonderful friends. Welcome to Healthy Living. How do we safeguard the young from the harms of smoking? Today we share with you a talk given by Mr. Patrick Reynolds, a caring man from the United States who established the Foundation for a Smoke-Free America and is a recent recipient of the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. In April 2009, Mr. Reynolds was invited to Greece by Health Minister Avramopoulos to help build public awareness of Greece's new non-smoking law, which took effect July 1, 2009, and to call attention to the serious health hazards posed by secondhand smoke. There was much news coverage as Mr. Reynolds was profiled by many national Greek media outlets. These days, Mr. Reynolds' foundation is contacting health ministers in China, Russia, India, the Middle East, South Korea, and other nations with high smoking rates. He hopes to meet publicly with each country's health minister and the children of each nation to call public attention to the problem of tobacco use. The Greek health ministry sent a strong letter of support detailing their experience with him, saying, Mr. Reynolds gave a well-informed, polished, and persuasive speech and assisted us in promoting the Greek state's agenda on tobacco through a very positive national media coverage of his visit. Moreover, his talk to youth at one of our local schools was a tremendous success. Patrick Reynolds is a frequent speaker at United States middle schools and high schools, presenting his unique motivational talk, The Truth About Tobacco, with passion and authenticity. He is also a popular guest lecturer on university campuses, giving his talk, Tobacco Wars. Over the years, Patrick has now presented his live talk to over 150,000 students. In 2006, Mr. Reynolds released a DVD of a live talk for youth, A Talk With Your Kids About Smoking. We are pleased to present to you excerpts of that talk he gave to 1,000 ninth graders in the second part of a three-part program.
Publishing.
Yes, could you please connect me to your advertising sales department?
What magazine?
Please. Yes, sir. My name is Josh, and I'm here with a friend of mine named Jared. And I was wondering, about what percentage is your youth readership?
I need to know who Josh is exactly and why you're asking.
I'm with an organization called Truth. I'm just doing a little research about tobacco advertising. I was wondering, do you have any youth readership at all? I mean,
of course we do.
Why do you accept tobacco advertising when you have that kind of a youth readership?
You could at least put in a couple anti-tobacco ads to counter.
We're all for anti-tobacco ads.
Do you think that your magazine would be interested in running some anti-tobacco advertising as a public service, perhaps?
No.
Why not?
Because we're in this business to make money.
So is this about people or is this about money?
Publishing is about money. All right, I gotta go. I got a job to do.
Now, if tobacco advertising told the truth, you know, I wonder what tobacco advertising would look like. Tobacco advertising, you would see in Marlboro country, horses galloping in the forest, wild horses, images of cowboys around a campfire, again, real friends together. There's the real Marlboro country, right there. Yeah. Thank you. These guys, they're addicted to tobacco. They have to go outside. Why? Because they're not welcome in the building. People don't want to be around smoke. We know from an overwhelming body of scientific and medical evidence that secondhand smoke from someone's cigarette, which hasn't been through a filter, hasn't been down in anyone's lungs, just the burning smoke coming off the end of the cigarette, contains so many poisonous chemicals which cause lung cancer and heart disease in non-smokers. It's killing as many as 40,000 Americans a year. So we're seeing state legislatures and local governments increasingly passing laws which ban smoking inside. You can't smoke in the building. You're not welcome to be around if you smoke. So don't be a citizen of the last century, right? You're all citizens of the new millennium. This is the 21st century. Don't be a citizen of the last century. Today, 3 out of 4 people don't smoke, and being a non-smoker is the norm. Be a smoke-free individual who's making a choice to not smoke. And don't buy into the tobacco company's powerful images of things like Marlboro Country, because the truth is right there. Now, a lot of people ask me, teens say, well, hey, if cigarettes are so bad for you, how come tobacco advertising is legal? Well, part of what I'm going to do today is initiate you. And in this informal initiation into the adult world, into life, I will inform you that life is painful, and the world is not a perfect place, and you can succeed out there. You can do it.
We'll soon return with more from A Talk with Your Kids About Smoking. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living. This is the second part of a 3-part program featuring excerpts from A Talk with Your Kids About Smoking, a DVD by Patrick Reynolds, founder of the Foundation for a Smoke-Free America. We now continue with Mr. Reynolds' talk.
Here's one. All right, well, I don't like this one as much. Why don't I like this one as much? I'll tell you why. Because we're calling someone a fool. It's not an effective way to communicate to call someone a fool. If you call someone a fool, they're going to tune out. They will tune you out. They will not hear you. It's going to look like that. How do we want to express our feelings when we disagree with someone? I want to do a little aside to empower you to become better communicators. The best way, say for example your mom smokes, okay? Give her an honest compliment from the heart. It has to be honest. Mom, that dinner you made last night was great. It was? And she's going to open and she's going to hear you. Yes, and then don't use but. But totally negates your compliment. That dinner you made last night was great, but I... No. Use and. And then go to I feel, and then say one of your primary emotions. What are you feeling in your heart? Mom, that dinner you made last night was great. Oh, it was? Yes. And I feel angry that I see you smoking. I don't like it. I need you here. I love you so. Or, you're my friend. I feel sad when I see you smoke. I need you to be there when we're old people together. Or, you're my dad. And it's a nice tie you got on. Yeah, you like my tie? Yes, and I love the fact that you spend time with me. And I feel afraid when I see you smoke, because I don't want to lose you. I need you so much. I need you to be there for me. And then don't be a nag about smoking. Don't ask your parents more than 3 times a year to stop. If you do, you are a nag. So what we want to do instead is, you can complain as much as you like about secondhand smoke. That is your business, because secondhand smoke hurts you. So if they're smoking in the house, you get to go with the compliment, and then I feel, and whatever emotion you're really feeling, and express how you feel, and let them know you don't want them to smoke in the house. I'm afraid that I'm going to get lung cancer or someone, or heart disease. So those are things, that's one reason I don't like this ad. We've seen pictures of Joe Camel with the guy with the, we all remember the cartoon camel. The cartoon camel has been banned now, but we all remember the cartoon camel. Joe Camel, an ad campaign specifically targeting young people. Joe was playing saxophones, he had pool tables in the background, he had young girls hanging out at Joe's place. Joe was a jock, he was cool, he was popular, he wore sunglasses. Well, if tobacco advertising told the truth, ladies and gentlemen, meet the real Joe Camel. Thank you. He's lying down. He's on his bed. He's in bed. His hair fell out from the chemotherapy. He's got cancer. He's dying. And he might be saying something like, I'm so sorry that I smoked. I'm so sorry that I smoked. I'm sorry that I got conned. I conned millions of kids into starting. I made it look cool to them. I made it look like it was the right thing to do. With all the t-shirts and the hats, I turned thousands of kids into little tobacco billboards. I conned them. And now look at me. My friends are gone. I'm in horrible, agonizing pain. And I'm dying from smoking. And I'm sorry. So that's what tobacco advertising might look like if it told the truth. The truth, ladies and gentlemen. Because above all, our young people want to hear the truth. Let's talk a little bit about another form of tobacco advertising. Chewing tobacco. Here's what chewing tobacco has done to one young fella. There he is. Yeah. Uh-huh. He says, athletes use it, it must be safe. Oh, it's safer than smoking. Not false. No one ever died from it. My friends use it, it's not hurting them. A little bit then, now and then won't hurt me. Every statement is false. Dipping snuff makes me tough. False. You know, a few years ago, chewing tobacco had almost vanished. There was almost no more chewing tobacco. I'd like to see a quick show of hands. Raise your hands. How many of you have seen someone at school here that you know from school chewing tobacco in the last 30 days? Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. There's a lot of chewing tobacco out there. A lot of chewing tobacco out there. Now, how did they popularize chewing tobacco? Nobody was using this yucky stuff. Girls don't like to kiss guys that smoke or chew, and vice versa. But look what it did to his mouth, this chewing tobacco. How'd they get kids to start chewing tobacco? Well, here's what they did. They paid baseball players endorsement fees to endorse brands of chewing tobacco and have them in their back pocket. They knew that baseball players were role models for our young boys. They knew that. But more cunning and more clever and more evil, they got convenience stores to put up countertop displays. Now, a quick show of hands, how many of you know that when you go into a convenience store or a grocery store, the tobacco company is paying the store up to $40 a month to have that countertop display on the countertop? How many people know that? So a handful, very few of you are aware of the fact that the tobacco company is paying the store to keep those countertop displays in place. Well, millions of our kids, and all of you remember when you were that high, going into a convenience store, having tobacco products right in your face. The chewing tobacco is often placed right next to the candy. You've even been perhaps chewing on Big League Chew from a round can, shredded bubble gum in a round can like chewing tobacco. Day after day, year after year, you had tobacco products in your face in countertop displays where they were easy to steal from the cashier because they face away from the cashier. Are they designed that way? And day after day, year after year, so many kids saw chewing tobacco and finally said, oh, I think I'll just have to try it. It must be a really popular product. They put it on the countertop. It wasn't popular. Hardly anybody was using it. They were just paying the store to put it on the countertop.
Thank you, kind viewers, for being with us for today's program. Please join us again next Monday on Healthy Living for part 3 of our 3-part series, featuring more excerpts from Mr. Patrick Reynolds' DVD, A Talk with Your Kids About Smoking. Up next is Science and Spirituality, after Noteworthy News. May we all do our very best to protect the welfare and health of our youth.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.